Open my eyes and let me see Jesus. I welcome you, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of revelation. Show me what I've never seen. Take me to where I've never been. Transform and change me by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Now, right now, just taking a moment. Our eyes closed. Our hands are lifted. Father, we consciously, we deliberately, and we purposefully honor the blood of Jesus Christ right now. We honor the perfect, sinless Lamb in this building. We honor the perfect blood of the perfect Christ that was shed willingly for the sins of mankind. And God, we apply that perfect blood tonight. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you always follow the blood. And we declare tonight that where the blood is, the power is, the anointing is, the glory is. And God, we believe that tonight will be a night of supernatural, divine impartation, activation, healing, miracles, and that we will hear your voice. God, may this night be a night when our lives take a radical change, a radical leap into something we've never known. God, I pray for this impartation and activation to transform us in Jesus' name, under Jesus' blood. And all those that believe, agree, and receive said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord God. I thank the Lord tonight to be a vessel, to bring a word into your lives tonight, and believing for the manifestation of His presence. Because saints, our miracle is in His presence. Amen. Your healing, your deliverance, it's in His presence. And I just thank God for people that will wait in His presence tonight. But I want to ask you to open your iPad, your Galaxy. Thank you, brother. Of short people. Open your Bible. That's it. Open your Bible to Acts. Are there any real Bibles in the building? Can I see a real? Wow. Pray. Let's give them a big hand, ladies and gentlemen, for the true, real Bibles we have in the building. To Acts chapter 3. And I want to begin in verse 1 tonight. But I truly want to honor your apostle and all the ministry staff here, all the leaders, all the pastors and elders and worship team, worship leaders, intercessors, the saints of God. We honor you tonight. We want you to know how much you are dear to the heart of God. And we honor your ministry, your commitment to pioneer for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You might want to watch my voice. It's a little bit loud, I think. I feel like I'm loud. Am I loud? Okay. I'm loud to me, all right. But I believe this is a prophetic word tonight that I want to release here, as Apostle Craig mentioned, in this region. And I believe it's a strategic word, not only for this region here, but for the body of Christ, corporately and each of us individually. So I want to do two specific things to begin tonight. One, I want to bring this message maybe in a way you've never heard it or thought of it or perceived it before, in a prophetic aspect. Secondly, I want to release it as a leadership teaching or an awakening into the hearts of all those that are in any form of ministry in this house tonight. So I'm just setting this up as we begin. So Acts 3, verse 1 says this. Now. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, church, I want you to hear something tonight. Because God wants to move you and move me from a passive faith to an active faith. From simply being passive in our Christianity or passive in our behavior to begin to be active and engaged deliberately in our behavior. This is the key word that's going to unlock this whole message. God wants to move you and move me into a place of aggressive, dynamic faith that steps in and expects the miraculous. Steps in and expects the miracle. Now, this is a dangerous place for many people. Because faith is risky business. But as one person once said, no risk, no reward. Bigger risk, bigger reward. See, I see crutches here tonight, and I love crutches. I love them. I love to steal them. I like to take crutches from people. Because you won't need these anymore. I mean, believe that tonight. I know some of you are thinking, lawsuit, lawsuit. I deal with this all the time. This is the message tonight. Now, faith is. See, a lot of people say how great their faith is, or here's my faith, or here's my ministry, or here's my... And they put it inside of a glass case, and we all admire it. How beautiful is my faith. But the Bible says, show me your faith. We say we have faith. Show me. What does the Bible say? Faith without works is dead. I just took the poor woman's crutches. Because I expect the miracle tonight. Amen. Amen. People often ask me, they say, how can you be so confident? Two things. One, we have God's word on it. Now listen, church, that should be enough. But number two, I've seen it with my own eyes. Recently, I was in Brazil, and they brought a young girl up to me. And they said, Pastor. They love to call me Pastor. That's a nice term of endearment. Pastor, this young lady, probably about 10 years old, has just had a stick shoved into her eyeball, and she's blind. Now, many believers would take the passive route. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Oh, honey, that's so sad. Oh, honey. Then there are those active faith people that say things like, we're going to believe God for a miracle. I took my hand and I laid it on the little girl's eye. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this eye to open now. I pulled my hand back. The pastor who's with me, my host pastor, who speaks perfect English, interprets into Portuguese, said, oh my God! She can see! I said, wait a minute. We're going to test this out. I said, young lady, please put your hand over your eye that you could see out of. And I said, I want you to follow my finger. I moved my finger to my right and I watched that perfectly beautiful brown eye follow my finger perfectly by the glory of God. I just watched it. I saw an eye one moment ago blind from a stick being shoved in it. That fast. It wasn't long, belabored. We didn't beg God. We didn't grovel on the ground. We didn't pray, oh God, do something. Oh God, please come. I said, in the name of Jesus, open! Now listen to me, church. I'm here to impart this to you. I'm here tonight to be a vessel to impart some kind of radical, otherworldly faith into your life. So if you are scared to death now, please go ahead and go. Please leave your offering in the brass bucket on your way out. God wants to take us to a biblical expression of the kingdom of God. This is why I am a stickler. I'm a stickler for the book. Yes. Amen. Tonight I'm going to give you book, chapter, and verse. Not my opinion, not my theology, not my philosophy. I want to give you the book, the chapter, and the verse. Because that's where the power is. My wife and I were preaching down in Southwest Florida in a women's correctional facility. And I had ministered that night, brought a nice Bible teaching to the ladies that were locked up in this cell. And I said, how many ladies here tonight need a miracle in your body? And hands went up. And I said, would you just come please and stand right here. Thank you. Just stand right here. And I said, now, I'm not going to tell you what I think or what I believe or my theology or my philosophy. I want to tell you what God said. So I opened my Bible, a real leather Bible, and I began to read healing scriptures from the Old Testament into the New Testament, back to James 5, 14 and 15. There be any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. They will anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. All of a sudden, a very large African-American woman crashes to my feet. Boom! Awkward. I'm standing here holding the Bible. We are in a women's correctional facility in a small cubicle box room, and a very large woman, I mean if she hugged me, you would never find me. She has just crashed at my feet. All of a sudden, she got herself to her knees, and she did the strangest thing I've ever seen. Now, I've seen some strange things. I pestered a church for over 16 years. I have seen strange things in ministry. But she began to examine her chest. And she said these words, quote, end quote, they done melted away. I said, what done melted away? She said, I'm scheduled for surgery because I have tumors in my chest and now they are gone. Gone. Now please, I did not pray. I did not lay hands. I did not command. All I did was read the Bible. Why? Because there's power in the Word. I'm telling you, saints, when I read the Bible out loud, the Spirit of God that possesses every word of... I'm about to preach up in here. Lord, help me, somebody. The Spirit of God possesses every word of God. The Spirit of God went into her chest and dissolved the tumors. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. I didn't do anything but read the Bible out loud. Can anybody here read? You're a candidate for the miraculous. There's power in the Word. I've seen it with my own eyes, church. God's going to move you. If you are ready for this tonight, you've got to make a decision. God, I want to begin to move in radical Christianity. See, unfortunately, what we have done in many circles is that we have relegated the miraculous to a few chosen ones. I am the anointed of God. No, you're the annoying of God. There is a difference. Those that are anointed and those that are annoying. In Mark 16, Jesus said, these signs will accompany those who believe. Anybody believe in the building? Can I see your hand up high? Thank you. These signs shall accompany them who believe. Believe in my name. These signs shall accompany, follow them who believe in my name. You got to believe in the name before you can enforce the name. Come on, somebody. See, prophets, prophetic people, they like to shake people's mindsets. Change your thinking. Tonight, I want to begin to engage with you into a miraculous thinking. Too many believers, listen to me, church. Too many of us are just settling for whatever comes. Don't settle for it. Find out, is this the will of God? Is this the word of God or not? I was preaching recently. And in large congregations, I like to have people lay hands on themselves. So I say, if you believe God will heal you, just put your left hand on your body, raise your right hand to heaven, and we're going to believe God. This is what I'm doing. We're going to do this tonight. You can do this now. You can receive now. You can be healed right now. And I would just simply say, I release. I love doing that. I release the work of the miracles. I release the gifts of healing. I release the healing virtue. I release the miracle virtue. You say, brother, isn't that kind of bold and courageous? Absolutely. Isn't that what he told Joshua? Be bold and courageous? Here's a little tidbit for you. Now, just take this home. Now listen, I'm going to learn you something tonight if you realize it or not. Jesus never prayed for anyone. Ever. When he stood at the mouth of the grave of Lazarus, he thanked the Father. He said, Father, I thank you that you hear me always. He didn't pray for Lazarus to resurrect. He said, Lazarus, come out! We need some boldness in our Christianity. This is what God gave me to release to you tonight. Isn't it wonderful that the body of Christ has so many different flavors? Different spices and flavors. Tonight, this is the flavor of the night. So just receive this. We need all the flavors. But oh, how we need this flavor. So this is my flavor. This is what turns me on. I live for this, man. I live for miracles. I live for... I love to see demons scream out of people. Ah! I love it. Got one! Had them screaming in Orlando last night. I love it. Spitting in the stuff, throwing up. Last night in Orlando, this last night in Orlando, a man with pneumonia threw the thing up, baby. Pneumonia. Just got out of the hospital. Pneumonia. He's standing there hacking and wheezing and coughing and blah, blah, pneumonia came out of the man. God wants to do miracles in our midst. We have to step into a new place of now faith. Expectant faith. So I'm releasing healing. And then I say, listen, if you know God's touched you, please come down here now. People line up from end to end. One little man. I said, what happened to you, sir? He said, 10 years ago, I had a stroke. It completely deadened my entire right side. The man had to drag his leg. His arm was locked like this, and he drug his leg. This is how we lived for 10 years. Not 10 minutes. 10 years. He's standing in the back of the church. Nobody laid hands. We weren't anointing with oil. We weren't laying. I'm saying, if you believe God will touch you, touch yourself now. I release the work of the miracles. I release the gifts of healing. The power went through the man, and the fire of God released his entire right side. I saw it with my own eyes. He's moving. Everything is alive. I'm here to tell you, church, one touch from Jesus changes everything. Oh God, reawaken this again. We need to come back to a new awareness of the miraculous. Miraculous. Yes, there are angels in this room. Yes, there are real demons. There are real angels. This thing is real, people. That's the thing that rocked my world the morning of the 4th of January 1985, when I encountered the living God. This thing is real. And God's looking for somebody to step out in faith and engage it. The Bible is full. I could take you from passage to passage. The priests were carrying the ark. They had to put their feet in the water before the water walled back. Someone's got to step in the water. Someone's got to be a Moses and lift up a stick and watch God blow on that water and cause it to part. Someone's got to throw a stick in the water and watch an axe head float. God's waiting for somebody to throw a stick in. God's looking for somebody to pour some meal in the water. God's looking for somebody to put their feet in the water. God's looking for somebody to say, hey, wait a minute. In Mark 16:18, the Bible says, if I who believe lay hands on the sick, they will recover. God said it, I'm doing it, and I'm expecting it. God wants to take us to a new place. A commanding place. We're going to see miracles when we, as the body, start taking the initiative. Initiative. I took initiative by stealing this woman's crutches. My wife and I have just come back from 2 weeks in the glory realm in Brazil. Please don't pinch me. Don't wake me. I'm not coming down. I'm not coming out. I believe God's going to release a new miraculous wave in America. I believe God's going to release a new miraculous wave in Europe. I believe God has great things for the world. We're going to see greater things if we will begin to understand the initiative of God. Here we go. Now, Peter and John. Now here's, we're going to put a little bit of twist on this. Peter tonight means power. John is prophetic. So we have power and prophetic going up together. This is when miracles are going to start happening. When we see a joining and a combining of power and the prophetic. Peter was an apostle of the Lamb. John was an apostle of the Lamb. But we know that John also was a prophet of God. John was the one who lay his head on the chest of Jesus and he heard the heartbeat. He felt the heartbeat and he knew the heartbeat of Jesus. That's a prophet. That's a prophetic person. John, we know, was given the revelation. So we find two amazing giftings coming together. The apostle, the prophet, power, and the prophetic coming together. Now notice what the Bible says. They went up together. You always go up to God. You always go up to Jerusalem. You always go up to Zion. In Revelation 4 and verse 1, the Bible says that there was a door open in heaven and the voice said, come up here. God is calling you and me up tonight. He's calling us up. See, many of us have been taught to beg God to come down. Oh, God, come down. He already came down. Have you ever realized that Joel's prophecy about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that when Peter quoted that, he said that God would pour forth of His Spirit. It's not just God pouring out, pouring forth. He's pouring it forth from those that have Him within and upon. God is looking for somebody tonight to pour His Spirit out of in the earth. Amen, brother. That's good preaching. Thank you, brother. I think I'll buy this tape myself. Amen. Thank you, brother. Peter and John went up together. This is crucial. How many of you ever heard someone say, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them? It's Matthew 18 in verse 20. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together. Gathered together in my name. Not just gathered. Come on, somebody. Gathered together. See, gathering is one thing. Together is a whole other thing. That's why in Matthew 18, 19, Jesus said, if two of you touch and agree, asking anything of my Father, it shall be done. Why? Because if you get two people to agree, you got a miracle! Wow! I got a miracle! Two agree, you got a miracle. So He said, together in my name. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of thee. We have power and the prophetic going up together. This means joined as one. I believe God's about to stir us up with power and the prophetic. Because the prophetic sees it, but the power does it. We can stand up and probably, I see this and I see that and I see. It's one thing to prophesy or to see things. It's another to watch it happen. I've heard for years, we're going to see the day of great miracles. We're going to see the day of creative miracles. We're going to swing. We're going to. Someday, some way, there is a place for love. When is someday going to happen? This prophet, that prophet, this non-prophet. Every day. Gazillions of prophecies. Someday somebody is going to activate this thing and begin to see creative miracles. I was preaching over here in Arkansas. Anybody ever been to Arkansas before? Arkansas. I hadn't been to Arkansas. Thank you, sister. Been to Arkansas. Thank you, brother. And I'm preaching like tonight. And I see a woman in the back row. And nonstop, and please understand, I am not making fun or belittling in any way. But this poor dear soul could not stop her eye. And I mean, it was brutal. I mean, not for a minute. Nonstop. For her whole life. She was probably in her 50s. Wow. How do you live like this? Over 50 years old. She's sitting in the back. And I pointed my finger at her. How rude. And I said, "Are you ready to get a miracle for your eye now?" My God, Henry, this guy is not to be believed. "Are you ready to get a miracle for your eye now?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Please come up here." She made her way up. Never stopping. Her eye never stopped. Their pulpit was on the floor, much like this. I said, "Please come stand right here, ma'am." She came and she stood right before me. Nonstop. I looked. Her face drooped down. Her eye socket drooped. Her eye was completely white. The eyeball had turned back up in her head. She was completely blind in her eye. Completely. She had a pair of huge, thick glasses. And I said, "Please let me have your glasses." And I took them off her head and I laid them on the pulpit. She's standing here. I said, "Church, we're going to believe God for a miracle. How many believe God for a miracle tonight?" And I had a young lady who was playing the keyboard. And I said, "Honey, just begin to play. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns." And I began to feel the power coming on. I put my hand on her eyeball and I began to experience the living God coming down on me. And I began to say, "The Master is here! The Master is here! The Master is here!" We're singing, "Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, Amen." All of a sudden, people in the congregation start running to the front. They're running. I have my hand on this woman's eye. We're singing, "Worthy is the Lamb." People start running to the front. And then they start gyrating like this. I'm like, what in the world is happening? People were getting miracles in the building. We're singing, "Worthy is the Lamb," and the Master is here, and miracles are happening, and they're running to the front, and they're twirling their arm, and they're moving their leg. They were locked or frozen. Two people in a row told me that their shoulders were frozen, and now they're moving them freely. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, church. We're just singing, "Worthy is the Lamb. Oh God, awaken us to the miraculous. Awaken us to the miraculous realm." I bind all doubt and unbelief, religion, tradition. God wants to bust this area open with miracles. God wants to bust us open with a faith that expects the miracle. People are testifying they've been healed while we're singing. I took my hand away from this woman's eye, and I looked right into the most beautiful blue eye I had ever seen outside of my own wife's hairs. Her eyeball came back down, and she could see all of the twitching stopped. I said, "What's happening to you?" She read right off of this iPad the verses I had laid out without her glasses. Jesus Christ healed that woman's eye. The wildest thing happened. Because in the middle of all this, church, these people are testifying, miracles are happening. This woman's eye has just been healed. All of a sudden, she sneaks away. You know, people are sneaky. She snuck away. And she started to leave. And I said, "Hey, where are you going?" She says, I'm just leaving. And I noticed she didn't have her glasses on. And I said, "Where's your glasses?" She says, "In my pocket." Like, stupid? I said, "Come back here." She came back up. And I said, "What has happened to you?" And I looked at her face. And I said, "Your face." And I said, "Does anybody here know this woman?" And there was a lady there. She says, "Yes, I've grown up with her. We were kids together." I said, "Please come up here." She walked up and she went, "Oh my God." She couldn't believe the difference. This woman that had the twitching in her eye, over 50 years old, had multiple surgeries. I don't know how many. They even had a surgery where they actually put gold into her eye. I mean, this woman had been through it. And then she said this to me. She said, "My face has pulled back up." I mean, it was like getting Botox without the tox. I may take a little bit of that tonight. How about a little over here? I'm like, "Here, God." Some Botox without the tox? Say, this is aggressive. I said, "Are you ready to get a miracle in your eye now? That's initiative. We didn't wait for God to do something." Come on, somebody. See, I'm here to shake up your mindset. Change your mind. Change your thinking. We are the aggressors. All right, five of you believe me. I'm going to prove it to the rest of you. Peter and John go up together into the temple. What's the temple? The place of the presence. It's not the building. It's not brick or mortar or stone. Oh my. It's the presence. What makes the temple the temple? The presence. What made Eden, Eden? The presence. We must be people of the presence. We must be men and women that walk together in unity. Power and the prophetic walk together. This is ministries coming together, joining together, linking together. I've got a gift. I've got an anointing. This apostle's got gifts. He's got anointing. We come together, brother. We just multiply. We just multiply. I thank God for people that will open themselves up and work with somebody. Recognizing our differences. Recognizing that we're created differently with different messages and mandates. Anointings and giftings for the whole body. Hallelujah. There's a miraculous impartation tonight for this body, for this region, for your life. If you just reach out and claim this thing. But I want to warn you, it's dangerous to the devil. It's dangerous to boring traditional religion. Because you're going to begin to shake things up just like Peter and John did. They're people of the presence. We must be, I must be a person of the presence to have an effectual ministry, church. Please hear me. Most of us understand ministry as our ability to speak and bloviate and pronunciate. Our appearance and our pulpit mannerisms. Bloviating and pulpit mannerisms never cast the devil out. Never caused a cancer to die. Never caused a blind eye to open or a deaf ear to hear. Come on, but we've become so trained to the professionalism of the pulpiteer. We must be people of the presence. Peter and John were people of the presence. That's what the temple means. Not the building. It's the presence of God. I want to pray tonight God will ignite a hunger in your heart for His presence. I tell you tonight, church, I'm preaching like a man possessed. I prayed in tongues for 6 hours all the way up I-75 today. So that when I get up here and preach, there's going to be some power that backs it up. I don't want to just bloviate and pronunciate. I want some power to come out. I want some unction. I want the Spirit of God because John can do nothing. It's the Spirit of God that changes us, church. Otherwise, we just had a nice service. Let's go to Perkins. Another nice service. I don't know about you. I don't want another service. I want an encounter with God. Come on, is anybody hungry for an encounter with God? I want to be changed tonight. Amen. Apostle Craig's coming.
Sometime tonight, I was just sitting over there. I just heard the Lord say, quite a bit of people here that have heard this message, went out, nothing happened, got discouraged, and are apathetic. And so somewhere in this thing, we want to, whatever that is, pray it back out of them. Give them new hope. Does that make sense?
You got it, brother. We're working that way right now.
Hallelujah.
A man on a mission. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, church. I want you to open your heart to this. How many want this? You really want this? This will radically change your life. Remember that God is not a respecter of persons. It's not the professional minister. It's anyone who dares to believe God. If we will be radical enough to throw caution to the wind and not be so worried about my reputation. What are they going to think about me? What if I pray for somebody and they don't get up? Then bring the next one up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to stir something up in you tonight. I want to stir something in you. There are people's lives that are sick and afflicted and dying and tortured and tormented that need you to release God into their life. You know, I remember growing up long, long, long ago. And I would sit in a Presbyterian church. God bless the Presbyterians. I grew up in one. I was one. I had my first communion in one. Mom Day Thursday. Are you with me, somebody? Help me, somebody. Went through catechism. But I would sit there not knowing the Lord. I wasn't born again. But when Jesus came into my life, He radically changed my life. When my eyes were opened to the reality of the supernatural world, I don't know about you, but when I got born again, I knew it. I had to ask a preacher, Pastor, am I saved? I met God. I had an experience with God. Young people, you can have an experience with God right here tonight. If you open your heart and say, Lord, I want an encounter with you that will wreck me, change me, awaken me. Peter and John were men of the presence. God stirred up a presence, a hunger in my heart for the presence again. At the hour of prayer. 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 Unfortunately, in many Christian circles, prayer has become an ugly word. Prayer has become associated with work. Here's why. If you take the time, break it down, the word prayer in its purest form means communion. Communion means union. It means face to face with God. See, we unfortunately, I'm talking about the church, not here, not Dalton, not this is other churches, other places. We have reduced prayer to the list. Put me on your list, brother. Put me on the list. Anybody put me on your list? Now, nothing wrong with lists. But without the presence, without the communion, without the anointing, prayer becomes labor. That's why when most churches call a night of prayer, 5 people come. 5 people out of 100 come on prayer night. Because prayers become work. It's hard. No presence. No oil. We got to come back to communion. Out of our communion, out of our union, out of our oneness with God, then we communicate. Then we have supplication. Then we have intercession. Then we have warfare. Got to have communion first. Come on, we need the presence. We need face to face. We need encounter with God, not just religiously praying the list. Hey, brother, would you throw one up for me? Would you throw one up for me? Who makes this stuff up? Would you throw one up for me? Have you ever heard this in your life? Brother, would you throw one up on me? Yeah, me and the man upstairs, you know, we got the thing worked out. Who makes this stuff up? You don't throw one up. What, hope it makes it? Hope it hits it? I mean, what are we doing? Throwing bean bags at little things at the fair, you know? Bing. Hey, you want to stop there? Communion. Church, you want a successful ministry? You want a powerful ministry? Here it is. We must be in the presence. It's the anointing. It's the anointing that accomplishes the ministry. Did you realize that Jesus of Nazareth became Jesus the Christ after the Holy Spirit came on Him? It's Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. It's the Holy Spirit who works the miracles. It's the Holy Spirit who raises the dead. It's the Holy Spirit who rose Christ from the dead. Romans 8, verse 11. Oh God, I am dependent on the Holy Spirit. I am dead without Him. See, if you want to break out of just religion and tradition and the list and the program, and 1 hour and we're out of here. We want to move in radical Christianity. This is what it takes. Saying, God, I am willing to fast. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's it. That's it. Henrietta, did you hear that? He just cussed in church. He just said the 4-letter F word in church. Fast. fast? You mean do without food? I'll die! No, you won't. I promise you, you won't die. It might save your life. Fasting and prayer. Fasting and communion. Saying, God, I am dependent on the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want to walk in miracles. I want to see people's lives change. Is this a passion in you? Because it's a passion in me. And this is what I've come to release tonight. This is what I carry. Brother, I live like this. Pray for my wife. She has to live with me. The hour of prayer is the hour of worship. And worship isn't just songs. It's not just singing. It's not just playing. Worship is when our heart touches God's heart. Oh, Jesus, I want to touch your heart tonight. Let's move along here. A certain man, lame, crippled, bound from birth, was carried. And they lay him every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to beg money from them that entered. Now, church, this is the prophetic message tonight. I want you to hear this. Because this man right here represents two companies of people. One, it represents the lost that are out here in the world. They're laying at our gate. I'll tell you why. Specifically in America, and I love America. I am an American. I have a USA passport. I thank God I am American. But the church in America has become more known for our benevolence than for our power. We are known for giving out turkeys at Thanksgiving. Yep, sure enough, it's Thanksgiving time. They're going to have turkeys. They're going to have cornbread stuffing. They're going to have cranberry. Everybody in town knows they're going to be giving away Thanksgiving dinner at church. So the homeless line up, people come. I'm for it. I believe in helping the homeless. I believe in giving to the poor. I believe in feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. But listen, when people know us for our benevolence and not our power, something wrong. The church should be known as a place of power and benevolence and helping and giving and feeding and clothing and... Church in America is known, universal, worldwide, for benevolence. Christmas comes, we're given hams and turkeys and yams, oh my. Hams and turkeys and yams, oh my. Everybody knows we're going to have toys for tots. We're going to give away. I'm for it. I believe it. I do it. I give it. I am it. But God wants to awaken in us. That's why I'm prophesying to the region. Region here. We got to be known for our power. The power that changes lives. See, I found out something. Maybe Pastor Craig, you can attest this. When I got born again and I experienced God, there were things in my life I didn't want to do anymore. It wasn't like, you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this and you can't do that. No. It was, I don't want that. I don't want that anymore. Well, that's called change. When the Spirit of God comes into your life, you change. Come on. But see, but religion is trying to drag people to the pulpit, drag them to change, make them change, preach and preach till they change. They're not going to change until they've encountered the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Come on. We could preach and preach and preach. And I learned something when I was pestering. I learned no matter how much I counseled people, no matter how many times I wore a black and white striped shirt and had a whistle, time out, husband. I came to a startling revelation. People are going to do what people are going to do. I can't make them. I can't force them. I can't beg them. I can't strong arm them. We have a will. It has to be the work of the Spirit. It has to be the anointing of God. It has to be the presence of God in our lives. We need this anointing in our ministries. We need anointing in our lives, church. This is what changes people. I had an amazing encounter just a few weeks ago now. I'm preaching in this church. Listen to me. It's packed full of people. Young people, older people. Hundreds of people worshiping God. And after we had a wonderful miracle service, God did so many incredible things, stunning things. I segued into an altar call and gave people an opportunity to give their lives to Jesus. Now, what I didn't know at the time was the pastor's daughter of this church had stood during the preaching and was transfixed, locked into the preaching. When I gave the altar call, she looked at her mother and she said, I want that Jesus. She didn't know about a Jesus that worked miracles, caused blind eyes to open, deaf ears unstopped. She marched up there and received Jesus Christ as her Savior. That's the anointing. It's not the preacher. It's not some white American. It's the glory of God, the essence of God, the anointing of God released in a young girl's heart. She saw, she experienced the person of the Holy Spirit who illuminated to her the real Jesus Christ. And she says, I want Him. The daughter of the pastor of this great church marched up there and received Jesus Christ. And the power of God touched her and she shook and cried uncontrollably. She sat over on a step on the platform and just shook and cried uncontrollably. She experienced somebody. She didn't experience a preacher or a church program. She experienced the person of the Holy Spirit who showed her Jesus Christ. God, I want this tonight. This is what we need. This is what causes people to change. This is what caused me to change. I met Him. I didn't just join a church, get religious. And people say, yep, Johnny got religion. Johnny got religion. Sorry, I didn't get religion. I had an encounter with the living God who radically changed my life. Tonight He wants to change anyone's life that will open their heart. Number two, this man represents believers that are outside the gate of God's glory. Oh, so close, yet so far. The man sat at the gate of the church over 40 years. Think about that prophetically. Think about a generation, it's 40 years. Here's a man, Acts 4, 22 says, was above 40 years old. See what happened? He became part of the furniture. Yep, we expect you to be there every day, every day. Granny saw him. Grandpa saw him. Aunt Millie saw him. Threw a couple coins in his cup. Became just accepted. Became just usual. Every day, every night. Every day, every night, the man lay there at the beautiful. Church, this is a prophetic message. So many people right now are this close. Been sitting at the gate, but never went in. So close to a miracle, but never experienced. Verse 3, about to change everything. I believe this is a prophetic message for somebody. I'm taking this thing home for me. All of a sudden, everything was about to change because somebody showed up. Power and John show up. What happened? Power and the prophetic show up. When power and the prophetic show up, the man saw them, but he didn't see them. The man saw them as just other men, usual, business as usual, coins in my cup, alms for the poor. He didn't recognize who they were. He didn't see them for who they were. So Peter and John come up. Walk on, sister. Walk on it. Walk on it. Look at that. She's walking right now without a crutch. Right here they are. Go ahead, sister. Walk on. Walk on. That's right. That's taking a step of faith. Just walk. Just walk. Just walk. When Peter and John showed up, the man did not know who they were. He expected them to just be like everybody else. But everything is about to change in verse 4. Peter, power. Power. King James says fastening. I love this word. It means to lock. I like to say it like this. Lock and load. Because we're about to release a big gun. Power locked in. Why? Because power has a purpose. People say, oh God, give me the work of the miracles. Why? Why should I give you the work of the miracles? Oh God, give me the gifts of healing. Why? Are you going to use it? Or are we going to build a glass box and admire my work and a miracle gift? Come on. God gives you, He gives me the work and a miracles to work miracles. To work miracles. The working of miracles. 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, 9 gifts. The working of miracles. Who works the miracle? We do. I snatched these crutches. We're working a miracle. Oh, brother, God works the miracle. Of course. Through somebody who dares to believe. When you say in the name of Jesus, you release the power of the Holy Ghost who's inside of you. God, bring us to a new place of radical faith. We can bust through doubt. We can bust through unbelief. If we'll start preaching it, teaching it, doing it, expecting it, going after it. I was down on the island of Guadeloupe. It's a French island, middle of the Caribbean. And I see a cane under a woman's seat. So being the nice gentleman I am, I went over and stole it. And I said, ma'am, you won't need this anymore. I took it and I put it up on the pulpit like these crutches. I laid my hand on the woman. I said, in the name of Jesus, now walk. And she got up and she walked and never went back to the cane. But in the meantime, I noticed through my peripheral vision, there's a crutch over here under a woman's seat. I made about 2 steps toward the crutch. The woman saw me coming, got up, and started walking around the room. She must have figured I was going to take it anyway. She got up on faith and walked in faith and was completely healed and left the crutch with the cane at the altar and never went back to it. That's faith. Faith says, I take it now. I engage it now. I receive it now. I'm walking in it now. I'm acting on it now. It's not some day. It's now. Miracles are now, church. We have to step into something. Is anybody hearing anything I'm saying tonight? Is anybody receiving this? I pray that God's renewing our mind tonight. I know it might be radical. I know it might be on fire. But it's truth. Peter locked in. When you have the working of miracles in your life, you will lock in. You will lock into the woman with the eye twitching. You will lock in to people with cancer. You'll lock in and you'll believe God for miracles. About a week ago now, I saw something that I'm still processing. People had come to tell their testimony of how God had done a miracle. And there was a woman who had 10% of her sight, that's it, 10%. Could make out a little bit of light. I lay my hand on her in the name of Jesus Christ. Can anybody do that tonight? In the name of Jesus Christ, that's all you need to do. And went on praying and ministering for other people. The service is now well over. They've closed the curtain. We're in the back of the curtain praying for people. About an hour and a half has gone by. They come up to me and they said, Pastor, the woman with the eyes is still up at the altar and she cannot open her eyes. I said, okay. We walk out there to the platform. There's a little woman. She's leaning up against this platform. She's starting to panic. She is trying to pry her eyelids open. They will not open. Both of her eyes are glued shut and she's starting to panic. She's been there for an hour and a half or better and she's trying to pry open her eyes. They will not open. I said, just relax. I said, God is doing something here. There's about 5 to 7 people left. Everyone else is gone. Service is well over. We just sat on the edge of the stage and we just said, we worship you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we worship you. We honor you. I'm just looking at a few of them. They're looking at me. I'm like, Jesus, praise God. We thank you, Lord. She's laying. All of a sudden, this little lady just kind of sunk into her arm and relaxed. And we just sat there. We just worship you, Lord. Smiling at them, looking at me. All of a sudden, this little lady who could not pry her eyelids open, opened her eyes as naturally as any one of us. And she had a look on her face that I cannot describe to you. Pure ecstasy is about the best I can come up with. Her eyes were open. Jesus had restored her sight. He was working surgery in those eyes. God is working in our lives, church. He's moving in this room tonight. If we would just open our heart and stand in His presence, just wait in His atmosphere. This is a miraculous atmosphere. He's here. That woman told me the color of my shirt. She told me the color of my towel. God is working miracles. I pray tonight that He will open all of our eyes to a deeper realm, to a deeper reality of a supernatural. Power locked in, because that's what power does. The working of miracles is looking for a miracle to work. The Bible says that Peter said something very powerful in verse 4. I want you to really see this. Peter fastening, locking his eyes upon the crippled man with John, the prophetic said, look on us. Power didn't say, look at me. I am power. He said, look at us. Look at us. Together. Prophetic and power. Look at us. Not just me. It's a joining. It's a combining of the gifts and the talents and the abilities to produce miraculous things for the kingdom of God. This ministry tonight is facilitating because so many gifts are moving here. The level of teaching in this house is incredible. The worship is incredible. It takes people working together to build this, to facilitate this, to continue this. Greater things are happening as we're joining together. Tonight there's going to be a releasing in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to receive this? Power says, look at us. And the man, just assuming like every other day, coins in my cup, power takes the initiative. Church, this right here can change you. Peter says, I don't have what you think you need. I have what I know you need. I don't have the coins for your cup, but I have power to change your life. He said, but such as I have. Oh God, please open our eyes to this. Peter said, such as I have. I've got it. You got to understand, you got this. He's in here. He's on here. You've got it. But see, most of us have become so dominated by a religious spirit, we're still begging to try to get what we got. Getting violent in here. It's Isaiah 10:27. I got book, chapter, and verse. The anointing destroys things. We've got it, church. You got it. Step out in it. Come on, you're never going to know until you step out. I want to pray that God will break fear off of us, and worry off of us, reputation off of us. If we would just die to ourselves, say, God, use me to help somebody. I was in a Walmart. They should pay me for this advertisement. And I'm checking out. And I noticed a little woman in pain. Anybody seen anybody in pain? My heart began to move out toward her. Compassion is locked in. The power gifts lock in on the need. Church, listen to me. Ministry is not just in here. It's out there. It's lives. It's not just on the pulpit or YouTube or someone's megachurch. It's touching lives where we live. Come on, somebody. I'm just about ready to close this up. But this has got to shake us. Remember this, you're never going to move outwardly until you're moved inwardly. Jesus was moved with compassion and he healed the sick. We checked out and I went to my car and I couldn't escape this woman. I told Sarah, please stay here. I'll be right back. I had to go back. I went walking back to the doors and the doors came and opened. And here stood a tall, younger woman and a short little lady in obvious pain. And I said, ma'am, can I pray for you? And she looked at me and she said, that would be so nice. I break off of fear. When you say, can I pray for you? I have found 9 out of 10 people will say yes. So right there in the doorway, carts going in, carts going out, cars going by. I laid hands on this little woman in the name of Jesus and believed that God touched her on the spot. It's not in the pulpit. It's not on the camera. It's not on YouTube. It's not Facebook. It's someone's life. This is the healing ministry. This is the miracle ministry. This is what we're called to. This is what I'm going to pray God will activate in you tonight. Power knew what he had. Do you know what you have tonight? Do you expect it? Do you expect God to back up his word? That's faith. It's Mark 16 and verse 20. Jesus accompanies his word with signs following. Here we go. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Look at this, please. He did not pray. He did not beg. He did not ask God. He'd already been in prayer. He'd already been in communion. He'd already been walking with the Lord. He'd already been in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He's just acting out the gift of God inside of him. Oh, Jesus, stir us up tonight. Power took the initiative. Power takes the initiative. He grabbed him. Another version says he seized him. I like that word. Seized. That's a power word. He seized him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He leaped up. He walked. He entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. What did he do? He took initiative. I'm praying this is stirring up in somebody tonight. If one person gets on fire, if one person says, God, I want to walk in this. I'll tell you one more story and I want to pray. I was preaching in this church in Brazil. It's packed out with people. People are standing outside. Oh, for America to have this problem. There are rows of pastors behind me, all in suits and ties lined up. There's a pulpit so big you could put a cadaver on it and do an autopsy. And all of a sudden, I felt what I like to call the dominion anointing came on me. And when the dominion anointing comes on you, it turns you into another person. I screamed in that microphone, give me all the wheelchairs down here now. All of a sudden, here they come. From the right, the left, the back, here they come. I said, line them up, 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 line them up. Face them this way, face them this way. That's right, that's right. I mean, command me. Now, I'm normally very calm and nice and genteel. But when this anointing comes on you, man, it's like, give me all the wheelchairs down there now. Line them up this way. I want to face them out that way. Now, 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 now. So we have wheelchairs lined up all across the front facing toward the people. And everybody has got their phone out. When you look out, there is a sea of phones. Streaming, recording, photographs. Everywhere you look. Everywhere. You don't see faces, you see phones. We got wheelchairs lined up. Brother, we're going after it. We're commanding people to get out. I said, give me two men. Lift this man up right now. Lift him up. In the name of Jesus, you're coming out of that chair right now. Come up! There was a man who was hanging, literally hanging between two men's arms like this. I didn't know he got out of the hospital that day. I didn't know they cut his nerves to his legs when they took cancer out of his back. I didn't know his legs were dead. Dead. They're hanging. He's being held up by two men like this. His clothes are hanging off him. He's emaciated. He's got a catheter tube coming out. He's holding a bag in his hand. I'm not talking here about some nice, cute little prayer. This guy is dying, hanging between two men. His legs are flopping in the wind like two socks out of your drawer. This is what I'm talking about, church. This isn't nice little lay me down to sleep religion Sunday morning. This guy's hanging like this. Holding the catheter bag in his hand, tube hanging out, clothes hanging off his body. His legs are dead, hanging in the breeze. I said, you're going to walk in the name of Jesus. You're going to walk in the name of Jesus. We laid him back in the chair. We went on to the next one. Got a lady up, got her walking help, getting her legs. She hadn't been out of the chair for years, got her legs moving. Working miracles. Working miracles. Working miracles. See, it's the working of miracles. We're working miracles. Someone's got to initiate this. The next day, I receive a videotape of the man that had the dead legs. He's laying in his bed, moving his legs up and down, up and down, up and down, back and forth. God obviously either gave him new nerves or reconnected the nerves that were cut in his back. Amen. Someone's got to initiate this, church. God's looking for you. He's looking for me. He's looking for somebody with a radical compassion, somebody with a radical faith that will say, God, I want to be an instrument to bring miracles in. I want to bring miracles in the world by the power of the Holy Spirit. If we will believe this, we can change the world. Father, I release this message tonight. I prophesy this in the region. That the people of God will be like these people. They will praise you. All the people saw him walking and praising God. Lord, these people glorified you. You were glorified in the miracle. You were glorified when the man was healed. You were glorified in the midst of your people. And I'm praying tonight, right now, in this place, that God will begin to stir somebody's heart. That God will begin to stir us to fast and pray again. God will begin to stir us to pray in the Spirit again. That God will begin to stir us, and I break off of us all the fatigue and the tiredness and the battling and the weariness of religious and fighting against religious spirits and tradition and strongholds and doubt and unbelief. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray you would stir us tonight. Stir this house, stir this ministry, but stir this region for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray and prophesy a release of the miraculous. A new release of the miraculous into this ministry. A new awakening of the prophetic. A new awakening of the power in the name of Jesus. Anybody receive this tonight? Father, I release this right now. That we're going to be men and women of the miraculous in the name of Jesus. Now what I want to do right now, these next few minutes, is we're going to believe God for every person here with any form of sickness, disease, germ, virus, ailment, plague, malady, malfunction, ailment, restriction, constriction, to be totally free. Right now. I don't care what it is, how long you've had it, what they've called it. We're going to believe God for miracles. So if you're here tonight and you believe God will heal you, you believe God will touch you right now, I want you simply just to step out and come and join me right up in the front. Just step out now. 1, 2, 3. Just step out and come. Just step out and come. Right now, you believe in God for a miracle. If you could just make one line for me, please. Just facing me that way. Thank you so much. Just one line facing me, please. Thank you so much. We're going to believe God for your miracle. We're going to believe God for the manifestation of miracles. Right here in this building. Amen. If I could have my minstrel come and play. There's a minstrel in the house. There's one, someone, anyone who's designated. Would you come for me, please? Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We're going to believe God for this. We're going to believe in God for you. Ooh, amen. Let her go. Just let her go. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, everybody. Just stay alert, because there's anointing up here. Just stay alert, because the anointing is up here. Okay. We are believing for impartation and activation. Honey, are you coming for healing or helping?
Healing.
Healing. Okay, please come up here for me. Right up here, my dear. That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are believing for miracles. But not only are we going to believe for these to receive and they're going to walk out of here, but I want to believe for impartation for all of us. I want to believe with you tonight, those that are in the congregation, that we're all going to receive a fresh impartation of miracles in our lives. In the name of Jesus, the supernatural, that God will just open the realm of the supernatural to us. That we'll begin to see the reality of angels and demons. We'll begin to understand the reality of the kingdom. So right now, we're coming into agreement. So I want to ask you to take your left hand and lay it on your body as a point of contact. Doesn't matter where, it could be the point of your pain or your sickness. And I just want you to raise your right hand to heaven. God showed me that when we do this, we are touching two worlds at once. Your left hand's touching earth and your right hand's touching heaven. And you are bringing heaven into your earth right now. And I simply want you to say this after me. Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. I believe your word. I receive your word. My eyes are on you. You are my healer. You are my miracle worker. And I believe you are wounded for my transgressions. You are bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon you. And with your stripes, I am healed. Tonight I come. I'm asking you to heal me now. I'm asking you for my miracle. I believe it. And I receive it. In Jesus' name. Now right now, as a messenger of God, I stand in front of you as a messenger, your brother, your friend. And I stand here tonight in the authority of Jesus Christ. And I command and I demand every single foul, unclean spirit of sickness, disease, torment, turmoil, restriction, constriction. I command every foul spirit of cancer, heart trouble, blind spirit, deaf and dumb spirits. Every foul spirit that's afflicted every system of every body, hormones, kidneys and liver, digestive system, nervous system. Every demonic power and entity, I adjure you by the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I order and I command and I demand every single evil spirit, come out, loose, 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 come out. I cast you out. Come out. And enter no more. By the authority of the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I decree and declare the powers of hell are broken, released, and loosed from you now. In Jesus' name. And right now, Father, I command, as an ambassador of heaven, and I release and I impart and I activate a divine release of the working of miracles in every single person right here, right now. I release, I impart, and I activate the gifts of healings in every person right now. I curse every sickness. I curse every disease. I curse every germ. I curse every virus. I curse every plague. I curse every infirmity. Come out! You foul disease, die! Paralysis, come out! Nervous system, be healed, be restored! Every devil of death and accident, malady, malfunction, restriction, constriction, come out! Every growth and tumor, die. Every cancer, die. I order you by the authority of the name and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. I want you to receive this. I want you to receive this right where you are, right where you are. Just receive. Some of you feel the fire of God go through you now. Some of you feel the power of God go through you now. Some of you feel like lightning go through you now. Some of you feel peace coming over you now. Some of you feel the pain leaving you now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I seal every miracle. I seal every healing. I seal every deliverance. I seal it in the blood of Christ. And forbid these evil entities to ever come back again. By the authority of Jesus' name. Now I'm going to do what the Bible says. I'm going to lay my hand on you. I'm going to lay my hand on you, and the power of God is going to surge through you, and you will be perfectly healed. You will be perfectly healed. What I want you to do is this. As soon as I touch you, He touches you. I want you to begin to move your body. I want you to begin to say out loud, I receive it, I have it, I claim my miracle. I want you to begin to move your body, twist your body, turn your body. I want you to begin to make a demand on yourself. Only you know your body. Only you know your body like you know your body, honey. I feel the tangible fire on my hand right now. I feel the anointing of God coming on you right now. Surging, purging, cleansing, permeating, activating now. By the authority of the Holy Spirit, I release to you, I impart to you the person of God, the Holy Spirit. Healing, delivering right now. Just receive your miracle. It is finished in Jesus' name. Just in Jesus' name. I have it. I receive it right now, right now, right now. Just begin to move your body, test your body. Right now, the power of the person of God, the Holy Spirit, surges, purges, cleanses, permeates, activates through you now. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Just begin to move your body now. Begin to move your body now. Begin to test your body. You know your body. Right now, honey, the power of the Holy Spirit flows through you now. Ooh. Ooh, there it is. You got this. You got this. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Power of the Holy Spirit. Power of the Holy Spirit. Honey, right here, right now. This young lady, right here, right now, honey. I release the power. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost! You crippling devil, come out! Come out! Loose the woman and let her go! Paralysis, come out! Not a bone of her shall be broken! I command healing in the knees, healing in the legs, healing now! Power! You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I loose it! I loose you! I release you! In the name of Jesus. That's right, honey. Just begin to move your body. You know your body. That's right. Even right there, just begin to move your body. Right now, honey, the power of the Holy Spirit, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Right now, right now, right now, I loose the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Receive, 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 honey, right now. Just begin to move your body. Test your body. Check your body. Test your body. Check your body. Move your body. You know your body. Right now, I release the power of the person of God, the Holy Ghost. Oh, look out, look out, look out. Whoa. Whoa, friends. There's power moving here. There's deliverance happening here. That's right, honey. Oh, I feel power here. Hey, hey, hey. We believe in the supernatural. Now. Now. Oh, I release the person of God, the Holy Ghost, to you. Jesus Christ. Whoa, right there. I felt electricity go through my body. Honey, I just felt a shot. Did you feel that? That's like electric, brother. I felt electricity go through my body, jerk my leg up off the ground. Touch! Oh, Jesus Christ is making you whole right here. Whoa! There it went again. There it went again. I felt electric. I just felt two shots of electric go through my body. Lifted my feet off the ground. Oh, God, yeah. Woo! My God, there's power in the Holy Ghost! Oh, supernatural! Awaken us, Lord! Awaken us, Lord! Power of the Holy Ghost. Right now, honey, what's happening with your body? You know something's different. Just check your body. Check your body. Something was wrong. You do what you could not do. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Make a demand. Just make a demand. Oh, Father, release the person of God, the Holy Ghost. God's delivering that woman. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of that woman. Come on, there's deliverance happening here, church. There's deliverance happening. Oh, I loose the power of the blood. Jesus Christ heals you now. Woo, receive your miracle, honey. Receive your miracle right here, right now, right now, right now, right now. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Right now, just begin to move your body for me, dear. Anything you could not do, just begin to do it. Anything you could not do, my pastor, right now. Right now. Father, I release the same anointing that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I release the supernatural essence of the divine God to quicken Romans 8:11, Holy Ghost, quicken. Every nerve in this body. Nervous system, I loose you. Nervous system, I release you. Nervous system, come alive. By the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, I release it. I command your nerve center, come alive. Every motor skill, come alive. Every function, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive. Now, I command it by the authority of the name above every name. Jesus, the Christ of God. Jesus, the triumphant, victorious, resurrected Son of the living God. Hey! Hallelujah. Jesus Christ makes you. Oh, I believe it, brother. I expect it in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you to begin to move your body. Test your body. You know your body. Right now. Oh, God, give this man an experience. Holy Ghost, show him your power. Awaken the preacher on the inside of him. Awaken a man of passion. Awaken a man of miracles. Awaken a man of healing. Oh, God, give a hunger to walk with you. To be a man of compassion and action in the earth. Oh, God, awaken him tonight. I release your miracle. I impart your miracle. I activate your miracle. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive it, brother. Just do what you could not do. You know your body. Anything you could not do, just do it right now. Anything you could not do, just do it right now. Oh, Father, I command by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, that the pure power that raised the Lamb of God out of the tomb be loosed in her body, released in her body. I command every system of your body be healed. I command every hormone in your body be healed. I command it by the authority of Jesus the Christ of God. Lord, I release working of miracles. I release the gifts of healings. I release the healing virtue. I release the miracle virtue of Christ. And I say that the power of the Holy Spirit flows through you now. And Jesus Christ has made you whole. Just receive that now. Right now, right now. I want you to just do what you could not do. Just make a demand. Make a demand. Make a demand. Make a demand on your body. Make a demand on your body. You could not move something, move it now. You could not press, touch. Look, examine yourself. Find the pain is gone. Find the condition is changed. I expect it. I expect it all over this building. I expect it all over this building. How many have felt power go through you? Can I see your hand up? You felt it? Did you feel it, honey? Something's different in you now. You know it. Is there a physical manifestation, a change? Can you tell me what happened? Your heart is healed. Physically, emotionally, all that? Physically.
It was damaged and it's healed.
You had a damaged heart and you know it's healed.
Yes.
So there's obviously some change here. You can tell us?
Yes. I know it. I can feel it. It's healed.
It like beats differently? Or?
Yes. I feel it's beating. It's just beating.
God, thank you, Father. Nobody knows like the person knows. Church, nobody knows like the person knows.
No.
Nobody knows like the person that's been through it, going through it, living with it, and all of a sudden it's gone. That's the touch of God. Father, we seal this tonight. We seal this tonight. It's never coming back. We seal this miracle in the blood of Jesus. We seal it in the blood of Jesus. Honey, you felt something happen to you back here?
Yes, I received
it. Did something change, visibly change, physically change in your life? Okay.
No, but I'm receiving it.
All right. Are you sensing anything different? Was it physically in your body?
I just felt a warmth.
Warmth go through you?
Yes.
All right. When God touches you, He heals you. And we thank you for the 100% manifestation in the name of Jesus. Someone else, did someone else feel power go through you, fire go through you? You felt the touch of God on you? Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you for touching her life, God. Say, this is what it's all about. God, I pray you awaken us to this. There's so many millions of people. You know, I think the last count was 7 billion on the planet. And so many people need a miracle. So many people need healing. A couple of days ago, I received a message from Facebook Messenger from a man in Brazil. He said, I want to tell you what happened to me. I was in your meeting. Now remember, lay your hand on yourself and raise one to heaven. He said, Pastor, I had this condition in my eyes. And I didn't know if it was the Facebook translator from Portuguese to English. I didn't know what this word was. So I just right-clicked it and Googled it. And it said, cross eyes. It was a medical term for cross eye. And I said, was it one eye or both? I don't know. He said both. The man had crossed eyes. He put his hand on himself and he went straight. Oh, God. Can you imagine living like that? And then all of a sudden, they're straight. And this is the beauty right here. This is the crowning moment. God wants to do this through you. God wants to do this through you, brother. He wants to heal people of physical diseases through every single person in this building. There's no age limit. There's no age requirement. You don't have to be 18 and have a valid passport. Mark 16 says, these signs will follow them that believe in my name. So if I could do one final thing tonight, I'd like to do this. If you're here, you feel stirred, you feel moved. You say, God, I want to be a worker of miracles. I want a miracle ministry. I want a healing ministry. I want to be used of God to touch people and let them see the reality of the living God. If this is you, and I'm not going to coerce you or beg you, but if you want this, you want me to lay my hands on your hands, I believe in impartation, that you will just step out and come right now. Just step out and come right now. Go ahead, brother. Please come. Please come.
Let me, before he prays for you, let me say this. It's been on my heart. First of all, Jesus finished this thing over Diane.
Yes.
Finish the healing in Jesus' name from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. Finish.
God set you free.
Yes, He did.
Now listen, this has been on my heart for a few minutes, and He's going to lay hands on you. This church, in the name of Jesus, for the last many years, has refused to do the normal church stuff, to put on the normal church activities, to do the normal thing, to look right that attracts people. Our heart has been for every one of you to make you disciples of Jesus Christ and walk in His presence and walk in the prophetic and walking in His power.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the last year has been hell in this church.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Because the devil does not want us to cross over. He does not care how big we are.
Right.
He does not care how small we are.
That's right.
He doesn't care about how we look or
right.
this program.
Right.
But He is scared to death of people that walk in His presence.
Come on.
And you have been a part of that. And I'm telling you, you have suffered. It has been hard. He's tried to split this church. He's tried to do everything. But I'm here to tell you, you are here. And tonight, there's a breakthrough. And we're going to cross over on the other side.
Yes!
And what He said earlier, He said a lot of things. But one thing that we've repeated many times, didn't say it as well as He did, is He is not looking for passive people. He is looking for active radicals. And for
yes.
the last year, or more, we have tried to birth this and we've been battering ram.
Come on, come on. Come on, Apostle.
Over and over and over, and family members get mad at us and
come
they
on.
Leave
come
because
on.
The devil's been trying to distract you and trying to keep it. But you are here, you stayed, and I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, He is here for your healing, but He is here for even more
yes.
to give an impetus to move. None of you want to be passive people or you wouldn't be in this church. This church doesn't allow you to sit and just absorb and say, I've done my hour and I go home. If you're here, you're going, I want God more than I want anybody else. And I'm telling you, we're crossing over and He is going to pray over you and lay hands. And we're not just going to believe in this, but we're going to move out in this in the community. Because I don't care about this church. I care about you. No longer playing
yes.
the stupid,
yes.
dumb,
Woo.
Religious
Come on.
Games
yes. Come on.
That people sit here and say, I look good. And this
Come
church
on.
Has this choir. And this church has that. And there's no power.
Hey.
But we are here and
Jesus.
We have refused to not be anything else. And
Come
God
on.
Is imparting.
Come
into
on,
you
come on, come on, come on,
now
on,
in Jesus'
come on.
Name.
Come on, brother.
What we've been praying for.
Go.
Go ahead and pray. It's
come
time.
On. I want you to be with me. I feel this. I feel this. This is what I feel. We're going to move now. This is a prophetic picture. We're going to move this thing. This man is power. Apostolic. This man is prophetic. We're going to be Peter and John and do what this message says. And we're going to lay hands on you together, brother. I want you to lay one hand on her head. I'll lay my hand on the other. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we release the power. Now! Loose! The work and the miracles. Loose! The gifts of healing. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch! In the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now.
Jesus' name.
Now we release the power of miracles, healing, and deliverance. Lord, transform this young man's life. Let him experience the supernatural God in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now, son, we release the power of the person of God, the Holy Spirit, to you to radically transform and change your life now. The power of Jesus Christ. Right now, son, we release the power of the person that raised Jesus from the dead. Transform him. God, in Jesus' name. Right now, honey. We release, we impart, we activate miracles, healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Do it now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Awaken the miracle ministry, healing ministry, deliverance now. Now, we loose the power of the Spirit of a living God in you. Miracles and healing now, in Jesus' name. Right now, sir, we release to you the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Touch, awaken him, God, in Jesus' name. Right now, dear, power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we loose him. Yeah. Jesus surges through you. Work miracles.
Yes.
Work healing in Jesus' name. Right now, we loose him. Person of God, the Holy Spirit. Miracles and healing now. In Jesus' name. Right now, honey, we release to you miracles and healing now. Healing and miracle ministry, touching lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, Pastor, we release to you a new awakening of a supernatural dynamic of miracles and healing ministry for the glory of God. Father, we loose it, we impart it, and we activate this now. That even men of high clerical clergy positions will seek you out for healing and miracles because they will see the transformation in your life and they will come and they will be healed in Jesus' name. We loose that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Father, we loose the power of the Holy Ghost. The same glory that raised the Christ from the dead to activate this man to a miracle and healing ministry in the name of Jesus now. Amen. 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 Lord, we worship you. We worship you. I mean, you're feeling something stirring in you.
Yes.
Honey, did something happen to you tonight? Can you tell us?
Yes.
Testify? What happened?
I just feel really revived.
Revived? Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just feel cleansed.
Okay.
And I'm full of love and joy. And
is there any kind of physical manifestation of healing you can tell? I feel tremendous fire burning my hand right
now. Yeah, I'm hot.
I'm feeling fire on my hand, physically, tangibly fire burning through you. I felt two electric shocks go through your body. I know God did something mighty in your life tonight.
Break the chains.
Lord, I believe for every person here tonight.
Break the chains.
That every heart, every person, I believe there are more than one heart healing tonight. Any person that's known to have had any kind of a flutter, any kind of a palpitation or irregular heartbeat, I believe it's been healed tonight.
No.
And only you would know the difference. Only you could tell how you know your heartbeat, your heart rhythm. But I believe something has happened there. And I believe you'll be able to testify. You'll be able to tell the difference in Jesus' name. Just receive that tonight. Just receive that tonight in the name of Jesus. Honey, I'm feeling such a powerful fire on my hand right now. I just release this.
I take it.
Honey, I release this to you.
Thank you.
I speak healing to every one of your glands. I release your pituitary gland, your thyroid gland. I just prophesy healing, health, and life to every gland in your endocrine system, your glandular system right now is healed in the name of Jesus. Saints, we are in a miraculous environment. I tell people all the time that the healing don't stop when the prayer, the commanding, or whatever. We are lingering in a healing environment tonight. You can be healed. I had someone tell me, when you were having people testify, I got healed. The pain left my body. While someone else was telling how they were healed. That's why I believe in the power of testimonies, right? Jesus Christ is flowing to you. Father, I thank you for your people tonight. No pain in this building. No pain in this building. No pain. Amen. No pain, brother. No pain. No pain in this building. All the pain leaves. All the pain leaves. All the pain leaves, honey. I feel such a powerful fire on my left hand right now. All the pain goes from you. All the pain goes from you. There was a woman last night in the Orlando area. Got healed of fibromyalgia. She had pain, she says, over the 10 limit. She says, all gone. All gone. I believe all your pain's leaving right now. All your pain is leaving. Whoa. I just felt the shock go through my body. There's been a release of power just went through you, honey. A release of virtue just went through you. I know, like an electric shock went through your body. All the pain is gone. All your pain is gone. And we say it's never coming back. We seal this in the blood. We seal you in the blood of the Lamb of God. Right now. No pain. No pain. Honey, I want you to move your body for me. Find the, all the pain is gone. Find 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 the pain is gone. All of it goes. All of it goes. All nerves are released. Every system is healed tonight. Every system, your nervous system, skeletal system, muscular system is healed right now. I release you right now. Is there any pain in your body?
No.
Thank you, Father. Do you sense any difference in movement, range, anything? Any range of motion change, difference, anything different?
It's all good.
Okay, honey. I stand with you, my dear. 100%. Nothing less. Lord, I bless these young people tonight. Father, let them feel your presence. Lord, not the man, never a man. Lord, I pray you give her an encounter with you right now. Holy Spirit, you are the revealer of Christ. Holy Spirit, you glorify Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask you to reveal Jesus to her in a way she's never known. Something deep, something intimate, something life-changing. Lord, I ask you to give her a revelation of the person of Jesus. Lord, way beyond anything she's ever known or felt or experienced before, God. Father, I'm asking you to give her a personal, divine encounter with you right now. That won't end right now, but just will begin right now. That, Lord, this will begin a season in her life, a new season of walking with you. In the communion of the Holy Spirit. The communion of the Holy Spirit. Let her know you, God. Let her walk with you, God. Let her experience you, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We seal this in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Holy Spirit, we honor you tonight. Holy Spirit, we honor you tonight.
Her
Holy Spirit, we honor you. We honor you.
Your daughter?
Her daughter.
We honor you tonight.
I know.
You're her daughter. Holy Spirit, we honor you tonight.
some reason, I thought she said
green. Oh, it's very funny.
Okay. I just want to tell you this. Several times I keep passing by, I just hear that you have a leadership of So,
I agree with that.
If it hasn't already happened, I confirm it. If it hasn't happened, there's going to be sometimes you're going to have to, you're going to have to step out and do like what he said, whether it's miraculous or teaching or serving. You're going to have to step out. There may be some fear. Am I going to fail? Am I going to make it? Am I not? But that leadership anointing of leading even other people's on your life. And so it'll help you walk through it and help you get there. So just let that
We agree, Father. We agree. I agree. We ask you, Lord, to awaken. Awaken every gift and talent and ability inside of her, Lord. Father, awaken the identity. Awaken her true purpose. Awaken her true destiny for the kingdom, Lord. Father, I thank you for all these wonderful gifts you have already divinely deposited in her right now, God. And we just call them forward. We just break off her all confusion, madness, and mayhem. We break off her all the madness of family drama. We cancel that off her. We release her into a new place of peace.
Yes, Lord God.
Father, awaken this leader. Awaken this administrator. Awaken her right now. I thank you for the order that she has in her life. I thank you, Father, for the way she has things in perfect position, place. Oh, I thank you for this, Lord. Awaken her right now.
Now, are you married?
In Jesus' name.
Okay, well, that's perfect. I guess I should have just given you the word. Don't let the single, I don't know if you get hung up with a single woman thing. If that holds you back sometime, you know, I'm not married or whatever.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't, if that comes up or somebody tries to use it against you.
It's not, I'm going to get it.